Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And today we are joined by a very special guest, Hayden Bleachmore.
Hello.
Hayden, and we're also joined by a very special location.
So, the road.
Keen-eared listeners may have noticed that the sound quality is significantly worse this week.
I know, it's not because we dropped the mixer and the microphones in custard or some shit.
No, and it's not because we've been evicted because people realize that podcasts are bad.
Not
and
at all.
We're now recording from the gutter. In fact, it's because we are currently on a road trip from Sydney to Melbourne. We're returning home.
Yeah, that's true.
And we've decided to bring you this special podcast. This special podcast that asks the important questions like, is the High Evolutionary a clever guy at all?
While we were in Sydney visiting friends and recording pods, we decided to go see the brand new Guardians of the Galaxy movie, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw it for another podcast we do on the Wood Elf Network, Baseless Speculation. Go listen to that if you want to hear our thoughts on it.
Yeah.
But that's not what is important of today.
No. What is of important today is that one, just a bit of clarification, just yeah. To paint a picture. Yep. I am driving currently and have a Madonna headset on strapped to my head.
Uh-huh.
But also crucially, because the Madonna headset is
painful.
Tight.
It's tight and you've got a gigantic head.
Oh!
So Dushy's got a hood up. So he's behooded in the driver's
behooded. He is behooded with a microphone protruding from it.
It's and very funny.
He looks like a stock image hacker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good
looks
stuff.
Looks like he's about to jump into the mainframe.
So in the new Guardians of the movie, the bad guy, and also full spoilers for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
If you haven't seen it, that's fine. You can still listen to this episode, but we will discuss. Oh, I mean, we're not going to stop you.
Yeah, we're not going to stop you. I mean, it's your own fault. You're walking into that bear trap or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, full spoilers for GOG 3.
Yeah, GOG Vol 3.
GOG Vol 3.
Yep.
Yeah, full spoilers for that.
So,
yeah,
is the High Evolutionary clever at all? So we should probably talk through what I guess the movie paints his plan as.
Yeah, so he is the purple guy.
Well done, Hayden. Are you just double checking you remembering the right guy?
That was mostly for me. I'm like, well, this is the purple guy, right? And sometimes for all of the movie, he has a double face.
Yes.
And he tries to make new Earth by making animals evolve really quick.
And can we just get clarification on what you mean by double face?
He's got a face, and then there's another face on top.
So, okay, but that face is a mask. Is that when it's Halloween? Are you like, all these double-faced kids?
Well, no, that's a person wearing a mask. He's got two faces.
No, but he's got one
face.
No,
and a mask.
But he's evolved. He's made,
he's
I
evolved?
Assume he's made out of meat a new face, and he's put it on top of his old face.
Wait, is he
the guy that makes stuff out of meat? Or is that a different... Does he control the Augusphere? Or is that a different guy?
No,
the Augusphere from GOG.
Yes.
There's a little sort of station that's made of meat. Is that him?
That's his company.
That's his company, right? So he can make a new face.
Yeah, he could make a new face.
That's the sovereignty, or the sovereign.
So, the High Evolutionary, he is an alien, but he looks like a guy.
Yeah.
And his whole deal is that he's trying to create basically the perfect being, right? Like the perfect creature, mm-hmm. the perfect person.
Very inspired by Earth. He was like, Earth has the best literature and the best music.
Yeah,
but
a fucked up thing to learn is true in the canon of the MCU.
Yeah.
That Earth is the
this
best.
This is as good as it gets.
He listens to
this
fucking
content is in the pantheon of the best stuff in the universe.
Sees, whoa!
He sees Fred on YouTube.
Wow, this stuff rocks.
This is awesome.
I wonder if I could improve on this.
This kid's screaming and yelling and his dad's John Cena. I gotta
torture a rocker. How did he get his voice so high? Yeah.
So the High Evolutionary, like, trying to make these new beings. He does all these fucked up experiments. He experiments on Rocket the Raccoon.
Yep.
And I don't know what he does. Because Rocket, in the movie, they established that he's like, every experiment the High Evolutionary makes, they get like rote knowledge. Like they can remember shit and be very clever that way, but they can't create. But Rocket can come up with new shit.
He's the only one with true invention.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's why he's trying to find Rocket. But, like, what did he do?
I guess step one was found a raccoon and put a guy. Because you see in the movie that Rocket has a new brain, or at least has an exposed brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes me think they gave him a new brain.
But that's not.
I thought they added stuff to his brain.
What are you adding to a raccoon's brain?
Computers.
To make it clever?
Computers or organic smart matter.
I guess he evolved.
They want his brain, so it is the brain.
Yeah. Because
they're like, don't damage the brain!
The brain's the best bit!
They somehow fluked a good brain.
Yeah, they fluked a good brain into Rocket.
This
raccoon.
Rat has the best brain in the galaxy.
That is what he sounds like. Yeah. Welcome to my counter Earth. I got the best rat in the galaxy.
The dogs are people, and the people are dog shit. I hate this planet.
What the fuck? He's like, right. My plan to make the perfect person. Step one: get a raccoon. That would not be my step one. That would never be my step one, especially if he's inspired by Earth. Did he not realize human beings were like the main guys?
Yeah, why not start with them?
Maybe he landed, saw a raccoon pick up a cup with its little hands and was like, these are the guys in charge.
That is the good shit, famously.
You might have seen that video of the raccoon and he washes the fairy floss in the water and it disappears. He's like, this guy was one step away from eating clean fairy floss. I think I could get him all the way there.
I could make raccoons eat clean fairy floss. I am the High Evolutionary. Yeah, I don't really know what he was trying to live. Because later in the movie, we see that he's made like a society, like a full planet.
Yeah.
He calls it Counter Earth. I don't know why, but on that planet, there are like animal men. Which are like animal, they got animal faces and human bodies pretty much.
Yeah, he shoves an animal into the machine and the machine blasts them in 1,000, probably not 1,000 years, 100 million years of evolution into a minute. And they are weird guys.
Yeah,
weirdly, evolution of animals turns you into a guy.
Yeah, and it made you pissed off beforehand. You came out angry, which I would.
Yeah.
If I went from a rat to a rat man, I'd be furious. But then Rocket Raccoon's like, no, you fucked something up.
You've got too much bleeblop going in there.
Yeah,
you need less bleeblop, and then you'll have less, more nice juice
exactly.
in your brain.
Exactly. They come out nice now. So why? And then, so he's got this animal land.
Yep. And sorry, if there was just a bit of disturbance there in the recording, it's because I ran over a rumble strip. Because we were side by side with a truck that had too many sheep on it.
Yeah.
And whilst being killed by a truck full of sheep would have been poetic justice while we're talking about the High Evolutionary sucking shit.
Yeah.
I did swerve to avoid it and hit the rumble strip.
If we got hit by the truck full of sheep, you would die on impact and I would be killed by a sheep. Like, also, I'd be like, I survived, and the sheep would kick me in the back of the head or whatever.
It does smell like sheep in here now.
Yeah.
You noticing that?
Yeah.
It sort of stinks. It's stinking it up. We got the air directly coming from outside the car. That's good.
There's a sheepy aroma.
Yeah.
It's like we've brought the farm to us inside the car.
Exactly. It's not the worst smell, the smell of a farm.
It's not ideal for inside a car. It wouldn't be in my top 10 good car smells.
What would be in your top 10 good car smells?
One, black ice. It's a kind of flavor. I'm not sure what it is, but you can get it in air scents.
Okay.
Two, vanilla. Three, new car smell.
Nice.
Four, lemon.
Okay.
Five, mango. Six, strawberry.
Okay. Strawberry a bit stiff to only cop six.
Yeah,
it's okay. That's still in the top 10 out of any kind of smell.
Yeah, that's true.
Seven, popcorn.
Popcorn in the car.
Car corn?
Yeah.
Also, like, we're next to another thing of fucking sheep.
Oh, good. The sheep stink is back. this sheep's got his leg stuck out the window.
No,
he pulled it in. He wasn't stuck at all.
Yeah,
he was waving
on,
to us. That's cool.
Pack it in, sheep.
We're back to plumbing the Death Star now.
Sorry about that.
Sheep talks over. Yeah. And you're going to have to hit up Hayden if you want to hear the next three smells.
It is a doozy.
Wow.
Yeah, clickbait in a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So sizzle. Then the High Evolutionary, right? He's got this planet of guys.
Yep.
And the Guardians see some of them fighting and selling meth to each other.
Yeah.
They became humans.
What the hell did the sheep men come up with methamphetamines again?
It is also funny because they say the word meth in the movie.
Yeah.
It is funny that in a planet very, very far away, completely new people also created meth and also called it meth.
And how, like, isn't Peter Quill like, they're making meth? When did Peter Quill learn about meth?
Well, yeah. He was like 8 or 9. He might have known about meth.
But in the 80s, I feel like meth is a fairly... Was meth in the 80s?
Meth was in the 80s.
Meth's been in the old times.
Are you thinking of crack, though? Crack and meth are different.
Methamphetamines.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was meth in the
80s. Hitler was on meth, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's old. Okay.
Meth's been around a while.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But that's what the High Evolutionary, he's like, you're right, this society's fucking cactus, and so he blows it up.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the thing. So that was good until then?
Well, I think he's embarrassed because Peter called him out on it. And he's like, well, yeah, you're right. Time to blow it up.
I mean, I got the impression he'd done that many, many times before.
Yeah.
And he was going to do it anyway. And Peter Quill was there right before he did it.
Why? What? Let's talk about his obsession with animal men for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, what's the thinking there? Why are animals superior?
Well, hate to break this to you, brother, but we are animals. We're all animals. We came from monkeys.
No, that's crazy.
And before that, a fucking fish got legs and just came up to the land, onto the land to see what's going on.
Yeah, okay. That
what's
is
up?
Fair.
What's up here? Is what they said. And then, some point, we evolved into guys that wanted to go into the trees.
Mm-hmm. And then,
we came out of the trees again.
Yeah,
we decided the trees weren't for us at a certain point.
Thick, rippled brains.
But some of us stayed in the trees.
Yeah.
Chimpanzee went back into the water.
Well, no, chimpanzee came out the tree too a bit.
And then went back in.
Well, he does both.
Yeah, chimpanzee.
It's true, he does.
Chimpanzees, yeah, across it all.
Chimpanzees are crazy. Have you seen that guy, the video of the chimpanzee? He's just got a dead baby goat and he's eating the goat.
Whoa.
It's messed up. You're like, damn, I thought you were eating fruit. But no, you're eating a full goat.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's yuck.
Do you think that given the High Evolutionary technology, you could have made the perfect being already?
Oh, yeah. First
Well,
try.
I think it's because the High Evolutionary also made Adam Warlock and the Sovereign. I want to call them the Sovereignty, but I think they're just called the Sovereigns.
Yeah.
A Sovereign, maybe. Maybe no T. I don't know. It's impossible to know.
Yeah.
We're driving. We can't look it up.
Can't watch the movie. We're in the car.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he made Adam Warlock, and he made all of, like, the Sovereign / Sovereign / Sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in the movie, he says that, like, hey, yeah, you think you guys are perfect, but you're actually dog shit. You were like a first draft.
Yeah, but like why? What does he want?
But I'm assuming, and it's not clever, but I think he thinks that if Rocket, a rat, can get good thoughts, mm-hmm. then maybe animals are the key to good thoughts.
Okay.
Well, he changed tactic, really, because with Rocket... He just got a raccoon that already existed and made him smart.
Yeah.
But then the other ones, he evolved them.
Yeah.
He sort of changed horses midstream.
Yeah.
It did change horses midstream.
Yeah. And so he went for, evolutionary rather than just adding stuff to a brain.
Well, actually,
that's true. He went for the cyborg, approach and then went to the evolution approach. Surely you mixed the two.
He was starting off, cut the arms off an otter. Is this the perfect species? No.
Yeah, it's worth talking about the, because Rocket has like these three fucked up animal friends.
Yeah. Hey, Teeth. What if I put a rabbit into a spider robot?
Yeah,
is that
good?
The perfect species? Oh, it's not.
So you got Teefs, you got Floor, and you've got Lila?
Baldwin?
Lila. Layla.
What was that one, sorry, Jackson?
Lila. I think it's Lila.
Did you say Baldwin?
Baldwin? Like a suburb in Melbourne?
Yeah. You're right, it was Lila.
Yeah.
So was he like an otter? Because he makes the otter clever.
Yeah.
And then the otter speaks.
They're all clever, but two of them are dumb shit clever.
Well, actually, they all imagine stuff, and they all have dreams and things.
Yeah, that's true. So they were creating.
Yeah.
And they all, spoiler alert, get shot with a gun.
Yeah, they do get shot with a gun. One of them is a walrus who's been given wheels, which is crazy because with the high evolutionary, like, the walrus is perfect.
But too slow.
It's not mobile enough. Yeah. That's the problem with the walrus. It seems like even his like real freak creations were experiments that he then like kind of like uses for other things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like he's like testing stuff. What could you be testing out by giving a walrus wheels?
Yeah.
Just to see what would happen.
Well,
it's good to check what's going on.
Yeah.
Like the fish that came out of the ocean.
Yeah. But a walrus, if you could give a walrus wheels now. You don't have to experiment on it. Put it on wheels.
Yeah, but what if it
put
becomes,
it on a skateboard,
what if it becomes the perfect being?
What would that mean?
What if we were only one step away from a utopia and it was just that walruses needed wheels? They just couldn't get around well.
That is the thinking that brought the high evolutionary to where he is today.
Yeah.
So you were saying, Hayden, you reckon you could do it really easily. Make the perfect being.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah, you did. Okay. You actually did. Can you talk me through how you would do it? You got full technology to the most sci-fi degree. You've got the entire animal kingdom and alien worlds, I suppose, too, at your disposal.
Mm.
What would you do?
Here's the thing. More meth and more fights.
You think that's perfect?
What they know, just listen, okay? So you have your animals, right? They just got to get it out of their system. They're in their sort of teenage years as a society.
Right.
Get the meth out of their system by getting it into their system, getting them real high on meth.
So you think that they will simply just age out of it?
I think so. I think they'll grow out of it. Well,
you understand that methamphetamines is an addictive substance.
Yeah. But, right?
Okay. All right.
In the human society,
each
generation drinks less and less and does less and less crimes, I think. Right?
That does sound made up.
No, it's not. The drinking one's definitely true.
Yeah.
Like, and stuff like teen pregnancy and all like the, like, teens getting into trouble doing crimes, with every single generation gets lower and lower and
lower. But if teens started doing other crimes, like cyberbullying
but that's better, right?
Okay.
Cyberbullying sick.
Yeah, no, I didn't say
cyberbullying
sick.
Cyberbullying is better than meth, I guess.
Being addicted to meth.
If I found out my kid was cyberbullying, I would be happier than if I found out he was addicted to meth.
Yeah.
Listeners, let us know. Do you like when we bring guests on that are team cyberbullying?
I'm not sure that's what I said, but okay.
We should ask every guest if they're team cyberbullying
or
team
meth.
Myth.
One or the other, mate. Kind of both. Not living in a dream world. But you know, so I think using the evolutionary, super thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Does it have a name in the movie?
Yeah.
It's just a tube where it becomes quick evolution.
The future tube.
It does have a name, but I feel like the name's like the EX76 or something.
The Evolutiotron. Nomadic. So I would, let the society evolve. Let them figure
it
out.
Can you talk me through that? So you flood the step one. Give it to me in 5 steps.
Okay. Step. So this is my 5-step plan.
Okay.
This is, I will also say, before you start your 5-step plan, 5-step plan, this immediately is sounding very similar to Reagan's war on drugs. where the FBI floods the poor communities with drugs. And then,
I don't think Reagan was like, if I flood the poor communities with drugs, they'll do less drugs in the future.
Yeah, I don't think that's quite what the war on drugs was.
No, but.
But yeah, they
that's how it starts.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. Step one, get some animals.
Okay. What animals?
Okay. You've used a step very early here. Yeah. I would have assumed that I had the animals when I had a five-step plan.
Well, here's the thing. My plan's so simple. I got to pad out the five steps.
How many steps do you need?
It's really a two-step plan.
All right. Well, tell me two steps.
Step one, get them to do lots of meth and crimes. Step two, eventually they'll stop.
Because that is what you find in really math-affected communities. Eventually, they just get bored. They give it up.
Look, they're working through something at the moment, and they'll figure it out.
You're just standing there watching the fucking burning ruins of your civilization.
Everyone's going really quick and angry.
Huh. I thought they'd have calmed down by now.
Yeah.
So you gave them a... What?
Sir, are you familiar with, like, the cyclical nature of, like...
Addiction?
Any addiction?
Huh?
Sir, are you fucked?
The what?
Oh, no!
Oh, that's right!
Why, what were you thinking of doing, Jackson? What's your magic plan to make a perfect utopia with no meth?
Well, I wouldn't start... Okay, with no meth, all right. Well, I feel like I wouldn't start with just any old animal. I'd find whatever animal is the closest to perfect we've got.
Well, it also seems like a shame that the high evolutionary... I know he talks about this in the movie, that Earth is the best literature and stuff.
Yeah.
So he only uses Earth animals.
Right.
But there's a whole universe of animals he'd have access to. Surely there's one animal that's better than all the Earth animals, right?
Put Groot in the fucking evolution tube.
Yeah, put a Groot in there. What would happen if you put Groot in there? What does he evolve into? He seems like he's already at the height of evolution.
I feel like Groot will just become a tree. Like a real tree.
You think that Groot will eventually evolve into a regular tree?
Yeah, I feel like that's... Can't you imagine when Groot dies, he just becomes a tree?
We've seen Groot die.
What do you mean? Well, he kind of does, I guess. He dies and then becomes a little baby Groot.
A little sapling. Oh, that's true,
sapling,
actually.
Yeah.
Good point. Well, yeah. I don't know. What's the most perfect animal?
I'd say probably a gorilla, but that'll probably just turn into a guy.
No, that's a
great white shark hasn't evolved at all for like 100 million years or something.
That's true.
That means you put it in the fucking tube and nothing happens.
just turn it up to 11 and just go a billy years.
I feel like you go billy on a shark, you just get a mildly bigger shark.
Or smaller. They've gotten smaller, really.
I feel like as well, actually, realistically, you put them in that tube, they just evolve to be the perfect organism for living in that tube. Right? That's how evolution works.
You're
affected by your environment. It would just become a tube being.
Yeah. It can suck energy from the inside of the tube somehow.
Yeah, it gets its power from being in a tube.
Because it's been in there for 100 million years. Yeah.
You open it up and it comes out.
It just dies.
It can't live not in a tube.
Absolutely starts like burning.
Yeah. God damn it.
Can't breathe outside the tube.
What's the perfect organism for a tube then, do you reckon?
Worm.
They just keep becoming worms.
Like a worm with a spine, I reckon.
Oh yeah. Whoa. Bird of it worm. That's good thinking.
I think that in my situation I would be so embarrassed by how badly it went that I would be like, oh my god, it worked. The perfect organism.
He's a worm.
And they're like, sir, where will we put them? And I'm like, tube.
Tube earth.
I'm making tube earth for the worm, man. Yeah. This is a success.
Yeah, I did it.
I did it, okay? No one can say I didn't.
Well, even without the experiments, like the quick evolution to find a perfect society.
Yeah.
A lot of what the high evolutionary does is very fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He gets really drunk and tries to go fight Rocket for some reason.
That's true.
I thought he liked him in that bit. I can't remember what happens in that bit, but I remember him being drunk and Rocket being like, whoa.
No, he was pissed off at Rocket.
Yeah.
Because
he was like, you've got a great little raccoon brain.
And I don't know why.
Well, what's infuriating as well is like, did he lose his notes on what he did with Rocket?
Yeah.
We got to do X to his brain. And then he gets clever and he's like, what did we do to that fucking rat?
Oh, yeah, they did
rat?
Sort of make a big deal about how they keep notes on every single thing.
Did he forget? Like, they should know.
I guess he just wasn't in the notes. They flew to it. They're not sure what they did.
Yeah,
They have to examine his brain.
Get out of that skull and see what's going on in there.
Yeah.
Well, okay, what about this for making the perfect organism?
Yeah.
What, as a human being, do we lack? Right?
Gills.
Okay, great. We'll add gills to it.
It also depends on, like, what do you mean by perfect organism? Like...
Oh, this is getting dicey.
What is the perfect organism?
Well,
what does he want?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, as in, is giving people the ability to breathe underwater, like, is that good? Or is, like, being a jack of all trades bad?
Yeah, well, because, like...
Because, like, wings and gills seem like something we're missing, but I don't know if that's good.
Yeah, in combination, they're probably not doing too much.
But the thing is, right, like, he was like, I really like human beings because they you know, they can create art and they can make beautiful things or whatever. So the human beings, that bit must be good.
Yeah.
That's perfect. It's just that the other parts of us are flawed. Like, we do wars and shit.
Yeah, so
mix a human with a sheep, with a gorilla, with a tiger,
mm-hmm.
and a whale.
Yes.
And a eagle.
Uh-huh.
I would love to check your notes to see where that list of animals came from.
And a mole.
We need an animal. We need wheels as well.
Okay, and a car.
Yeah, now we're getting somewhere.
So, human beings' creative impulses and ability to generate new things.
Mm-hmm.
A sheep's docility, so we don't do a war.
Yeah. Nice.
Gorilla's strength.
Yeah, but unfortunately,
war's coming back.
The war's coming back in a big way.
Not my creative sheep, man. They're tearing each other apart.
Yeah.
Okay, what's strong and friendly? Elephant muscles.
They mourn each other.
Then we get whale gills.
A whale doesn't have gills, you silly billy. They are mammals.
You can call him a stupid fuck or a dumb cunt if you want.
Okay, a dolphin's gills.
They don't have gills either.
You are so stupid.
A fish's gills.
Thank you. Dolphins and whales have a fucking blowhole, remember?
But we'll give them a blowhole too.
Okay, you know what? I like the blowhole idea.
You like the blowhole?
Can we have the dolphin's soft but also knife-like skin?
Yeah, we'll need to.
Where are you putting the blowhole?
On the back.
On the back of what?
Their back.
The animal.
What? Is the animal still walking on 2 feet like a guy?
Well, yes.
So just like on the back, like in between shoulder blades.
It should
blades.
Be on the top of your head,
In
really.
Between shoulder blades.
It, becomes, it should be on the top of your head.
Yeah.
On the top of your head. But then because this is a land-based creature, most of the time it's just making a horrible sucking noise as air comes in and out of it.
Wait, can dolphins breathe through their mouth as well as the blowhole?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
You're asking the wrong podcast basic questions.
I guess not, because when they eat a fish underwater, their lungs would get full of air otherwise.
Exactly. Mm. And then an eagle, well, probably a bat's wings. would be clever.
Why would that be clever?
Well, because I feel like adding feathers into the mix is going to be tricky for when we go underwater.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Okay.
I'm just trying to fill
all
niches.
What about penguins? They've got feathers that go underwater.
But they can't fly.
That's true.
That's what I'm trying to achieve.
Yeah, you've both walked straight into very stupid guy like landmines.
That's not true.
Why don't we use a penguin's feathers?
They've got a special oil. They've got a special oil
we
that protects the feathers.
We should use the gills of a dolphin.
We can take the oil, Hayden.
At least if penguins do have feathers, okay? So I was one step above Jackson.
We'll give this being oil from the penguin for Hayden.
Okay, yep. Thank you.
Then a mole's ability to dig.
And also somehow see with no eyes or not good eyes.
And then we get rid of its eyes?
Well, I don't know. Just whatever sense they use to... I feel like they have some kind of like electromagnetic vibration sense thing.
So a mole's mole sense.
Yep, mole power.
Okay. And then it cars wheels. And that's like the perfect organism because it can do everything.
Where are we putting the wheels?
Okay. On the shoulders.
Oh, okay.
So it's a lie down to drive situation.
Yeah.
I was thinking you put them on your feet like rollerblades and then on your hands.
Oh, okay.
So you can go on all fours.
And then how are you holding things if your hands are tired?
Well, they retract, obviously.
They retract?
Yes,
of course they retract.
We got a
cat's, the perfect being.
A cat's retractable claws, and we applied them to wheels.
Nice.
Maybe instead of, this is pretty fucked up, instead of fingernails, it's got wheels.
Yeah, okay.
What?
So it has three retractable... things on the knuckles. No, that's Wolverine. That's
no, so on the fingernails.
You
little...
just confused a cat with Wolverine.
Yeah.
Wheels come out of the fingernails and toenails for driving.
That's good.
You got gills on the neck,
uh-huh.
Blowhole on the head, bat wings, a sheep's docility, and a human being's capacity to make Mozart or whatever.
I don't think. Mozart. I think if you did all of those things to Mozart, Mozart isn't making Mozart anymore.
He's making some sad music.
He's making
life
some like. Harsh electronic experimental stuff.
What about if we, instead of sort of like bioengineering a new creature, like is there any creature we could evolve, or like maybe not a creature, like a...
Well, like I don't understand...
What do you mean not a creature?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Let's evolve a balloon, see what happens. Oh,
well,
it popped.
Well, no, I mean like maybe going animals is a mistake and we should go like plants.
Oh, okay.
Plant guy could be huge.
Get a Groot sort of guy.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's like a lot of options that he didn't like take advantage of.
Well, here's something. Based on how we see how the evolutionary tube works, it just does like thousands of years of evolution to a person, I guess, to adapt to their environment better.
Yeah.
Why don't you put a human in there?
Whoa.
Yeah, what happens if he goes in there?
Well, I recall reading somewhere that the things that are going to happen to us as we evolve is we're going to get way bigger eyes.
Okay.
A way smaller mouth.
Okay, I'm already... I currently have a very tiny mouth. I've got a condition called baby's mouth.
Oh, my God.
So you've got the mouth of a baby.
That's where I've got the mouth of a baby, yeah.
You're going to be eating tiny grapes for the rest of your life.
So I'm actually a higher evolved human.
Yeah, that one, possibly, and then less hair, I think, too.
Ooh, okay.
Mm.
Yeah. If you imagine a gray alien, that's kind of where we're headed, evolutionarily.
I heard as well that a third set of teeth as we live longer.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just
cool.
You heard that or you made that up?
It could have been a dream I had.
Okay, so then this new, you put us in the tube, or human being in the tube.
Yeah, because also if the high evolutionary is running a perfect society, I guess like we've got proof that he's not running it that strictly. Because I was like, you're taking guys, you evolve them, chuck them on Earth or counter Earth.
Yeah.
Just like keep an eye on them and then a war's not going to start. But I guess he was keeping an eye on them and they became addicted to meth.
So. Yeah, exactly. Well, so in the movie, we see his next attempt at the perfect being, who are just like little children with the same haircut and purple eyes.
Yeah.
So what was so good about him?
Well, one of them joined the new god, so they must have been cool.
What, did we see them use powers at all?
Not that I can remember,
no,
but that doesn't mean...
No, they said jib-jib a lot, though.
They did say jib-jib.
That just means friend.
Yeah. Okay.
I've got the power of friendship.
They all look identical.
Yeah.
He's gone, interestingly...
Were they identical or were they just similar looking?
Oh, maybe they were just similar.
Yeah.
They all had the same haircut. Well, who did that haircut, by the way?
What do you mean?
I assume each other.
Yeah, did right? The kids cut each other's hair?
Yeah.
Did they evolve that haircut? Can you evolve
it's the perfect haircut?
It is. You know what? It is a great haircut.
It's the utopian haircut. It's bangs and sort of some sort of like long hair with bangs.
A really straight fringe. Yeah. Because, so that's he currently considers them the perfect sort of being.
Or at least that's the current working model.
Are they going to start doing math or whatever?
Maybe.
I would assume so. It's just the way of all beings.
Yeah, to eventually make math and do it.
Yeah.
So it's interesting with this new race of beings, no animals. He's kind of moved on from animals at this point.
Yeah, good call.
It did take him long enough, I have to say.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, it's so, like, I don't understand. I don't know. Driving and talking, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, I don't understand how it took him so long to be like, huh, animals aren't, like, the key. Especially because they look so fucked up. But I guess... Since he knows that Rock... But, like, he didn't evolve Rocket to be like that. He put shit in Rocket.
Yeah, it was a whole different thing.
So, well, I have no idea why this has happened.
Maybe, like, with Rocket, he considers him aesthetically unpleasant. He's like...
Well, he did.
He's like, yeah, so I made a really clever little rat, but he's gross.
Yeah, he's gross in any other way. It's just the spirit of invention that he likes.
Yeah, exactly. I guess that's why he wants to take Rocket's brain out and figure out what the fuck he did.
Yeah.
I got a question. Do you think that... Because he obviously put all of the different animals together. You know, he had a very diverse community.
Yeah.
Could the panda man and the bat woman have a kid?
That's a great question.
Can they interbreed and stuff?
Because you do only see, like, bat people living with bat people. And
have bat people kids. But yeah, could you get a panda bat?
Well, and this is an awesome point of order. What's the pussy and dick situation?
What is the pussy and dick situation?
I'm glad someone's finally asking.
You know, I'm glad we're finally talking about it, because... bats have pussies and dicks.
Yeah.
But
they're weird looking.
And they do oral sex on each other, which is really cool.
That is cool.
One of few species besides us that do it.
Which is great. Somebody should introduce all the other species to it, because it is awesome.
Yeah, wait till, like, fucking dolphins find out about slobbing on knobs.
I was going to say, I think dolphins are the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Gorillas?
Maybe that's what you do, is you only evolve animals that are already sucking each other off.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Then you get the perfect society.
It feels like that having sex for pleasure is a higher evolved move.
I think it is. Because a lot of them, like with bugs and stuff, they have sex. I don't think it's even pleasurable for them. And then they explode. One of them explodes inevitably. Or their dick gets stuck inside them and they bleed out to death. And it's the worst thing in the world.
That sucks.
Yeah, and they live for one day as well. It makes no sense.
Do you think anal is like a...
Yeah. Let's talk anal.
I think bugs are doing a lot of anal.
No.
Welcome anal to the anal corner with Jackson B. Bailey.
We've been here a lot this weekend.
Yeah.
This is the scientific question.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sorry. I didn't realize this was anal science.
So.
I'll put on my lab coat.
If I'm just like
it smells weird.
A basic animal, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I gotta have sex dick and pussy style.
Yeah.
But is it clever of an animal to be like, hold on, what if I try this?
Yeah.
There's a hole of a hole.
Yeah, like if I was studying my beings
and
I saw them have anal sex, I would be like, hold the phone, somebody write that down.
That is pretty weird, I suppose.
They figured out a new way to do it. That's awesome.
I suppose it depends what the motivation is, right?
Curiosity.
Then that's good. That's what you want.
The spirit of invention.
I don't think a single animal monster was doing anal sex, because they wouldn't have been taught about it in their learning by rote thing, and they wouldn't have invented it either.
I think anal sex is such a testament to human ingenuity.
Yeah, it is.
I love it.
It's a human form of sex. Is there any other animal that does anal sex?
Probably. I think heaps, to be honest.
Yeah, I would say oral sex is probably rarer, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because
I guess
you're
all
there
bird sex is anal sex. Yeah. One hole.
So it's impressive that the bats did it. But back to your original question, Hayden.
What was it?
Could the Batman and the Panda Man fuck? Probably.
Okay. Okay. Well, that would have been interesting to see that. It probably would have been confusing. And maybe as an audience member, you'd be like, what the heck is that animal?
Look, the movie got away with a fuck, but I don't know if they could get away with full animal rotten. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
But it would have been cool if you, like, you know, just one scene, and maybe they did this, and just they had a flash of, you know, there's a panda man and a bat woman, and they're walking down the street with a pram, and in the pram is a horrid, horrid looking
combination of the two.
Panda with a messed up nose and big ears or something.
Yeah.
Like when, cool. like at the end of the movie, the freak that Mantis rescues.
Yeah, exactly. What was that?
Wait, that big, looked like a dog went? Pig.
Was oh, it, that horrible monster.
Was the High Evolutionary
yeah.
like, that's going to be the perfect being? A dog pig?
It was like dog pig, piece of shit.
Goblin, I think. Goblin was in there.
Okay, so we have a goblin's unsatiable greed.
And also its skinny little arms and legs.
Yeah, and then we have a dog sniffing.
Uh-huh. And then the pig's torso seemingly is its entire body.
The perfect being. Yeah.
I like that little guy.
Yeah.
Why wasn't he incinerated?
Yeah.
I really don't understand the High Evolutionaries, because he made some guys, they were angry, he incinerated them straight away.
That's true. Yeah.
Then he made a bunch of other messed up things with seemingly no value to him, and he left them in a cage and...
Then shot them with a gun.
Yeah. yeah.
Wasn't you know? Thinking about it. And also everybody's quite upset when he goes in there to shoot them with a gun. They're like, dude, relax or whatever.
Yeah, but he's been incinerating so many animals.
Yeah, I don't know what the big deal is.
Don't know what his line is.
Is the High Evolutionary just massively lazy? Like, I'm thinking about, you're right, Hayden. It's weird that there are a bunch of different animals living on that planet together, because the way he does it is by putting random animals in a tube
yeah.
and evolving them.
So or if, just doing surgery on them.
Yeah, but the ones we see on Counter-Earth,
yeah.
they're evolved
yes,
forms
right.
of regular animals.
Yeah.
So what's the thinking there? Like, what is he... Because, like, surely you put different animals in the evolution tube
yep.
Yep.
to see if any specific animal fulfills his qualifications of, like, a perfect being, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I would assume...
That's probably the play, yeah. Just sort of trial and error or just doing it by the...
yeah.
It's a numbers game, right? If you evolve every single animal 100 million years, one of them might be good.
Yeah.
But it turns out they're all exactly the same.
Yeah.
But then he puts all those animals he evolved onto a Counter-Earth to what?
To...
I guess to suss to see if they do make the perfect society.
Yeah.
Like, I guess what he's trying to do maybe isn't actually the stupidest piece of shit, dumb motherfucker that I thought he was.
Okay.
Because... Is Counter-Earth, like, a society, like what Earth would be like without humans? Is that his go?
He basically turns them into humans.
Yeah, but I know that that's what happens, but
yeah.
is he, like...
Is that this, yeah,
is
okay.
that, like, is that the play? But then I guess he likes the humanity side, like the
yeah.
art and shit.
Yes.
A dog's not gonna fucking record...
A cool podcast about pop culture.
Yeah. yeah, and, like, fucking... A fucking elephant person's probably not going to drop the money stole by Death Grips.
But, so, Counter-Earth was just Earth, right?
It yeah, did, well, seeming like a 70s
yeah.
version of Earth.
The car, okay. So, this is a crazy question. Is a car art?
Oh, because well, there's suppose... a car on Counter-Earth and you're trying to figure out how the fuck that car.
Yeah.
There's a car behind us flashing their lights because we're in the wrong lane.
We're passing this truck.
Well, we're in the overtaking
alone.
Lane. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, we're okay.
Hey, guy, we're recording the podcast again.
Yeah,
leave us alone. Give us a break. But yeah, so because did the High Evolutionary put a specific car from Earth into Counter-Earth to be like, let's see if that makes them make... Beethoven.
Yeah, did they make their houses and the car? Like, did they invent everything there?
Because, a car is it's a creation. You have to decide
yeah, you're right.
aesthetically what it looks like. You have to, there's so much about it. In a way, a car is art. So is a shoe.
I think my headcanon is that he made the houses and the cars and made the suburbs and everything and kind of let them loose in there.
That kind of makes sense.
Be like, hey, you two are a couple. You live together, figure
yeah.
it out.
So how old do you reckon that Earth is?
Well, considering they've, like, developed methamphetamines, I'd say... Actually, I reckon it probably happened straight after the rocket stuff.
Yeah, I actually don't think...
It can't have been that long, really.
No, he can't...
How old is Rocket?
Rocket's like 30.
Wait, what? You don't know the answer to that, do you?
No, he doesn't.
Hang on. They made meth, but didn't make their houses?
Wait, yeah, if they're selling... Yeah, you're absolutely
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Unless the High Evolutionary inserted how to make meth into them then they are showing the inventiveness of a higher evolutionary
math
animal.
Is art.
Math is art.
They made math. They did what you wanted them to do, higher evolutionary. You fuckhead.
This is because it's a very higher evolutionary thing to want to get high because reality sucks.
Exactly. Yes!
Knowing that reality sucks is like you have to have a big wrinkled brain.
Yeah.
Because there's only a few animals that do it. We obviously do it as humans. I think elephants do it and some birds do it.
That's so sad that elephants need to escape their lives.
Dude, they mourn their dead. They're sad. They're a deeply, deeply sad creature.
Yeah, when you see an elephant...
They never forget.
Yeah.
They never forget the tragedies in
their
life.
But they're trying.
I will not
they're
forget.
Trying. Yeah, they eat like rotting fruit from bottoms of trees.
That's right.
And,
you can get that. You can drink that.
You can drink it.
You get Amarula. That's elephant juice, baby.
Elephant juice. Yeah. It's elephant piss.
So they are creating.
They're doing it. They're making stuff from nothing.
Yeah. Methamphetamines.
Methamphetamines, yes. It's not ideal. Okay, there are other things that you...
It could be worse. Yeah. They could be making heroin.
Yeah, but don't explode them.
But hang
on. Just redirect that energy.
But...
I think, my plan was a good plan.
No.
Let them invent meth. Get in a couple of dust-ups. Have your fun as a society. Then eventually invent some kind of new flying car. I don't know. I don't know what this guy wants.
But...
That's a good question. What does he want? Rocket accuses him of not actually wanting...
He wants to be God, right? That's the real...
Yeah, he's got a big God complex, I guess.
And he's not inventing anything to this because he wants to perfect something. He just hates things the way they are.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, with the meth, right?
Yeah.
So meth is a specific, it's a chemistry thing. It's specific chemicals brought together to make the methamphetamines.
Yeah.
Now, we made
it's
that...
What Walter White makes.
That's right. That is true. Now, we made meth on Earth.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
we did it well.
Did they make
Especially
Earth?
Walter White.
Walter White makes
the best,
really...
He makes the best meth because his is blue.
And Jesse Pinkman puts chili flakes in his meth.
Yeah, some chili
like a lunatic.
Yeah.
So, but hang on. Is it... What... They created Earth meth.
Well, it might have just been a new drug. I mean, Peter Quill just calls it meth.
And
the higher evolutionary is like, I know what you're talking about. They don't say like, yes, this is specifically meth. It's just a bag of drugs.
It would be weird if the higher evolutionary was like, no, it's not meth, actually. It's not actually
it's
meth.
It's actually Gluglop, a brand new drug.
Yeah, they're making Gluglop and it's fucking them up, but it's not meth. Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm.
Well, then, if they're making meth, did they make the car they drive?
Well, no, I think they didn't make the car they drove.
So then
the higher evolutionary...
Meth equipment
Who's
somehow?
They? Who's they?
The animal men.
No, I think they made it up. I think they invented it.
So
they had to.
Yeah, but I don't understand the resources they have.
Oh,
they
I see.
They can't
like,
make a like, car.
Like physically, they need the machinery and stuff. Well, I would think that if you were the high revolutionary, you'd want to make a functioning society. A functioning society would need a hospital and some kind of science lab or something. Okay. So I think you could get the material.
Oh, wait. Have they made methamphetamines from, like, medicine, basically? Like,
But I was thinking that before, and I was like, oh, but they haven't really invented it. But still, they're changing how it's used
to
get high for nefarious things, right? So even if they were just straight up, like, Vicodin or just, like, prescription medicine, they would have been given the recipe to.
Yeah.
Because you need medicine for a functioning society. Even if they were selling that, I think the act of wanting... to get Balotto is cool.
Yeah, that's you happy
it's
with
cool
that?
Cool as hell. Dude.
Yeah, man. I turned to Otto from The Simpsons, which is fun. No, but I think it's sort of what we're saying is like they're changing how it's used. They are inventing and getting high.
I guess, though, for the high evolutionary, it's awesome they created, but what they created was negative.
Yeah.
So maybe he's like, they're not the perfect being because, they made meth. And that's really amazing.
Yeah, they made fights.
But they made meth, as opposed to something different. But then, it still seems like he's pretty hypocritical on the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think finding Rocket Raccoon is really going to get him anywhere at the end of the day.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so either.
He's going to crack that little rat's brain open and be like, I don't know what I'm looking at.
So is he a clever man? Nah.
I don't think so.
No, but he's not as dumb as we originally thought.
Yes.
No, I think he pretty much was.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're also...
I think I assessed him correctly.
And you're also team drugs are cool, yeah?
Is that what I said?
Yeah, you said...
You know what? I back it. Do whatever you want. Who cares?
Hell yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Hayden.
And Hayden, where can we find you?
You can listen to Shut Up A Second. It is a podcast on the Sans Pants Network. You guys have both been on it a million times.
Yeah, we used to host it.
Yes, yeah, true. You did.
But it was bad when we hosted
hey,
it.
Hey, guess what, fella? It's still bad.
Oh!
The Sans Pants Classic.
We are continuing. I don't know what I'm saying. Oh, my God. That's why it's bad.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say anymore.
We are 7 hours into a car trip.
Yeah, we are 7 hours into driving on a straight road. Yeah. So you can forgive me a little bit.
You got to forgive this whole episode. You know we lost our mind.
Yeah.
So.
There was like... what felt like a long, long time, probably 10 minutes, where we just spoke as SpongeBob characters on this drive right before recording. I did a really good Squidward.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it. To bring us home.
SpongeBob. You boob.
Oh.
That was your Patrick? Hey, SpongeBob.
Oh, hey, Squidward.
Why don't you two get back to work,
Mr. Krabs?
Oh, hey, Mr. Krabs.
You need it. Pay me money.
Oh, hey, SpongeBob.
Now I'm Mr. Krabs.
I mean,
all right, we got to stop the podcast before this turns into another 20 minutes. Okay. Thanks for listening, sir. The sound quality was a bit worse than normal, but we literally recorded this on the Hume Freeway. Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Go on, then. Be bad. No, I don't think you're Squidward for this one. Hi, Joel Salmon, if you're editing this.
I was going to be Squidward the whole time.
Salmon, if you're editing this, just to get you some context, it's 5:36 in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
We've been driving for
five and a half hours. Yep.
And we're about to do the plumbing.
We just did a synchronized shit at a BP in a town called Chumbawamba or something.
Yeah, now you're pretty much abreast. Some people smoke a weed in the car next to us.
We spent way too long pretending to be SpongeBob characters.
Yeah.
Just doing this.
SpongeBob!
Squidward, me boy!
Oh, hey, SpongeBob.
So, it's been a really fun drive.
It's been a big drive. All right. Are we going to sell it before we get out? Or
I think
it's funny to do it while you have to concentrate.
Yeah?
I think so.
I think this is the exit.
That seems like it goes. That sign says no exit.
That sign does say no exit.
But I think you should try.
No, because that will lead onto the wrong side of the freeway. Okay.
We're doing a loop of the 7-Eleven. You're getting a little bit of preambles.
It does sound like Chumbawamba.
They're selling fat worms, chode worms.
They sell fat worms and also big worms.
Fat and big worms. Okay, we're back to where we were before. Surely you don't go through... Wait, does that say exit?
It says one way.
No, over there.
Hey, there's only one option. Did you miss it last?
It's there. Oh, that says exit.
Oh, you have to go left here, I think.
Yeah, okay.
That is confusing.
So, like, left here?
No, because other side of that arrow, yeah. That seems like it just takes you into the truck graveyard, which is pretty scary.
I reckon maybe the next one go left. Wait, can you?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What the... Zama, we don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, what the...
Or is this...
It must be through here, actually. This is confusing.
What the hell?
There is not...
That says give Wimber.
That does say give Wimber.
No, I think we found our way out.
Have we? Mm-hmm.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.